today I'm visiting with Dan Kibler. He's president of the Mid-America Organic Association. Dan, you've got a big event coming up. First of all, tell us a little bit about your organization.
Yeah, we're an organization that was really established back in 1992 or so. Started out small, just trying to really put more emphasis on organic production and principles. And we've grown through the years, and in the last 11 years, we've done a really nice big conference, a three-day conference, where we have speakers from around the country and around the state give presentations, workshops, panels, all in regards to organic principles, sustainability, and more recently here, the focus has really been on building healthy soils. And so we continue to evolve each year. We're getting more and more large growers, row croppers, animal production, flowers, and specialty crops. That means like things like lettuce and cabbage and tomatoes and stuff. And so we do that every year. And we also have a lot of exhibitors that show up, like 50, 60 exhibitors in a hall. And so we have a wonderful time for 3 days. So we really focus on education. That's kind of our main thing with our organization.
I visited several times with Derek Davis. He had a field tour and meetings and speakers of 2 or 3 years ago that I went to. And it seems, like you said, it's gotten more diverse or more ways that they're going with the organic crops each and every year.
Right. Well, there's a number of reasons for that. First of all, more and more of the general public, they're realizing that they're really questioning the food system. They want organic food or food that's grown maybe even with non-GMO production. And secondly, the farmers themselves are finding that they really sort of improve the soil in their farm when they use these methods, and they get a higher price. And so it's almost like a no-brainer, you know, as long as we keep moving in that direction, exploring more and more sustainable, organic principles, and utilizing them on our farm, all of us really win by that. The customer and the user wins, and the farmer does too. And it helps build these rural communities too that have been suffering in the past. So,
once again, this conference will be held this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Stony Creek Hotel and Conference Center, just off I-70 in Independence, right next to Bass Pro Shops. I will visit more with Dan about this on tomorrow's KMMO Ag Report. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.